2.7 Jemima J. by Jane Green. Chapter 1.
God, I wish I were thin. I wish I were thin, gorgeous, and could get any man I want. You probably think I'm crazy. I mean, here I am, sitting at work on my own with a massive double-decker club sandwich in front of me. But I'm allowed to dream, aren't I? Half an hour to go of my lunch break. I finish my sandwich and look furtively around the office to see whether anyone is looking. It's okay. The coast is clear. So I can pull open my top drawer and sneak out the slab of chocolate. Ah, another day in my humdrum life. But it shouldn't be humdrum. I'm a journalist, for God's sake. Surely that's a glamorous existence. I love the English language, playing with words. But sadly, my talents are wasted here at the Kilburn Herald. I hate this job. When I meet new people and they ask what I do for a living, I hold my head up high and say, I'm a journalist. I then try to change the subject. The inevitable question after that is, who do you work for? I hang my head low, mumble the Kilburn Herald, and confess that I do the top tips column. Every week I'm flooded with mail from sad and lonely people in Kilburn with nothing better to do than write in with questions like, what's the best way to bleach a white marbled lino floor? And I have a pair of silver candlesticks. The silver is now tarnished. Any suggestions? And every week I sit for hours on the phone ringing lino manufacturers, silver makers, and ask them for the answers. This is my form of journalism. Ben Williams is the deputy news editor. Tall and handsome. He is also the office Lothario. Ben Williams is secretly fancied by every woman at the Kilburn Herald, not to mention the woman in the sandwich bar who follows his stride longingly as he walks past every lunchtime. Ben Williams is gorgeous. His light brown hair is casually hanging over his left eye, his eyebrows perfectly arched, his dimples when he smiles in exactly the right place. He is the perfect combination of handsome hunk and vulnerable little boy.